And in news from Africa, Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai said today his MDC party would disengage from President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party until sticking points have been resolved and a political deal is reached, sparking the biggest crisis since the administration was formed 9 months ago. The fresh crisis in Zimbabwe comes after a court this week ordered the prison detention of Roy Bennett, a senior MDC official, and ruled that he should stand trial on terrorism charges. Tsvangirai said the detention of Bennett showed that Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party regarded the MDC as a junior partner and that the power-sharing administration would collapse if the president continued his unilateral rule. Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, says his latest move shows that Tsvangirai is starting to take a much stronger line against Mugabe.
It's a very crucial clash now. So far, Tsvangirai has backed down when confronted by Mugabe, but now seems to be taking a much stronger line. And it's not just on this occasion over Bennett. For instance, he's written to ZANU-PF ministers complaining about the behavior of an army brigadier who's used his soldiers to take over a farm. It's a matter now of who's going to blink first. Mugabe has so far refused to make any concessions, and he believes that Tsvangirai is merely blustering and will eventually cave in. But there are certainly signs that the MDC leader is now at least listening to those who are urging a tougher line.